very exciting and sometimes amusing Would You Rather podcast. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, we've got Chris.
Hey there.
And Joshua.
Hello.
So let's take a look and see what we're going to talk about today. I'm sure you're all familiar with our format. And today's topics are only be able to take out the trash 4 times a year or be unable to keep any food nor drinking water in your home.
Okay, I immediately have so many questions.
Okay, yeah, I was like, you're looking super thoughtful, Chris. What you thinking?
That's just how I look. I ponder. Define take out the garbage.
Meaning that within the confines of your home or apartment.
Okay.
Not the property that it's on or any outbuildings, but actually within your home. That is where all of the trash lives. Now, that doesn't mean you can't take out compost, though. You're allowed to have a compost pile.
I can still compost.
Which can be out of the home or you can have it picked up. Only compostables. Everything else.
Can I put garbage in the compost?
No, you have to follow the rules of compost.
Can I just start a landfill in my backyard?
No, it has to stay within your home.
4 times a year?
Three months.
Yeah. So like 1st of January, 1st of April.
What if I build an addition, an attached shed-like structure that is just my garbage room?
If you want to build a separate garbage room onto your urban apartment, then you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably have to move first.
Yeah, you'd have to move first.
Can you have an incinerator?
No.
Oh. What about one of those machines that makes things into cubes?
Oh, like a trash compactor?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had one of those in the 80s. That thing was...
Wait, you had one in your house in the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck.
It was
so did I.
Yeah, it was next to the dishwasher.
Jesus Christ, were you guys rich?
I think we probably were. We were comfortable financially for a little while, I think.
Okay.
It was before I was born.
I feel like trash compactors are not something you have when you're just the regular schlub.
Yeah, it wasn't dependable, if I remember correctly. But yeah, we had a trash compactor. I mean, it wasn't like the trash compactor they have like behind a department store. It was small.
Right.
But yeah, we had a trash compactor.
Would it smash things down?
I think it just smashes things down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make a cube. It just has a hydraulic or I don't know if it's hydraulic, but so a big plate pushes everything down.
Was there something on the bottom that would suck liquid out?
No.
Oh. I feel like there should be.
No. We used to fill up empty milk jugs. Like just have them full of air and then put the cap on really tight and then put them in there and turn it on and wait for it to make a really loud bang.
How old were you?
Like 17.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's cooler than it sounds. Ooh, glass bottles in there because they just like shatter. It's really cool.
Yeah.
This was before recycling.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. Anyway.
Okay, so.
That's tough. Okay, so it's going to smell.
Well, it depends. I mean, think of the things that smell. The things that smell are food.
Joshua.
I don't live in the garbage.
You still smell.
You're right.
That's not the only things that smell. I mean, like, there's lots of things that I throw away in my garbage, like I can't compost, but that have food particulate on it.
Then you just have to fucking clean shit out.
So
you're telling me I have to wash my trash?
Yeah, washyourtrash.com.
So in your mind, Danielle, the negative of this is the volume, not the smell?
Yeah, I think that the smell can be controlled if you're very, very conscientious.
But the volume?
Well, yeah, the volume. It's going to take up a lot of space, and with that volume comes the smell.
Well, not if you're very, very conscientious.
Yeah.
I think there's still smell, no matter how conscientious you are.
So you shove all your trash in the dishwasher, you run it on the high cycle, and then you...
Break your dishwasher.
And then you put that somewhere else while you get the next load in there.
Well, what are things that you throw out throughout the day? You know? Food.
Yeah.
My dreams.
Packaging.
Oh, packaging. Sorry. What were your dreams?
Hopes and dreams.
You know, packaging. There's a lot of stuff that we reset. I mean, we, in the span of a week, Joshua and I typically only create 3 to 4 bags of garbage. And probably,
I don't think that's something to brag about. That sounds like a lot.
That does sound like a lot.
That much to me. There's a lot of families where they take out 1 to 2 bags every day. You should have seen when I was growing up how much trash we had.
2 bags a day?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am a single person living in a home. I probably take out my garbage like it's probably like half a bag a week. Yeah. Maybe okay. maybe a bag a week, half a
okay.
bag a week.
So that means over the span of 3 months, if it's, let's say, even a bag a week, that's 12 bags of garbage.
That doesn't seem that bad.
It's not that much.
That seems really bad. I live in a 800 square foot apartment. That seems
really
bad.
Is it that
big?
I thought it was smaller than that.
No.
Oh, see, that doesn't seem that bad. I'm thinking, well, I don't know, actually, because we have become very absent-minded when it comes to taking out our trash every week for some reason.
Yeah.
And when
you're human.
If we miss a day and we end up having to go 2 weeks, we're like overrun with fucking garbage.
But we just have one garbage bin. We've got a ton of recyclables.
But usually if we miss a week, our one garbage can's not enough.
Yeah.
Like we store garbage in our shed because our fucking garbage bin won't take anything that's not in the can.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's just it's just a lot of volume. Okay,
have to
well,
start,
what's
like,
wait,
composting
what's...
Amazon boxes?
You can't compost boxes.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely, yeah. In fact, if you have a compost bin that you're putting vegetable and fruit waste in, it composts more quickly if you mix it with papers.
Yeah, but cardboard's too thick. That's going to take forever.
And I was thinking the municipal compost, not whatever landfill you guys are operating out of your backyard.
Yeah, no,
well,
I said you have a compost
pile.
They'll take
recyclables at the municipal.
But we can't recycle. We can just compost.
No,
we can recycle, but it stays in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Wait. Okay,
that
so when 3 months go by and mm-hmm. you're ready to take your trash out,
yeah,
like I just said, our trash people won't take it if it's not in the bin. I can't fit 3 months worth of trash in the fucking little red bin for bottles.
Okay, we're going to assume we have some sort of storage mechanism that will just instantly disappear. How's that?
So every 3 months, it will just be gone.
Poof, it's gone.
Okay, I was going to say, because if we're working under real world terms here, we would be overrun because they're taking 1 week's worth of the 3 months.
Yeah. No, yeah. It would just poof, disappear.
Poof.
Mm. Okay, so the other side is you can't have any food or drink.
You can't have anything edible in your home. No snacks, no drinkable water, nothing.
So you.
What about like?
What if you
showers?
Try to drink in the shower? You can't?
Nope.
What happens when you try?
It's not potable.
So wait, I'm.
Oh, I say potable.
I'm showering in poop water?
Let's just say you just can't do it. You can't drink.
Okay.
We're not going to have like poop coming out of the shower head at you when
decide
you want to drink it. That would be disgusting.
Whenever you try to drink it, it's just blood.
You open your mouth and it's like a horror movie.
Oh, God.
And you don't know whose blood it is, so it may not be safe.
As if it was my own blood, that's still not safe. Like, it's coming out of the shower. Why is my blood coming out of the shower?
That's a really valid question.
It's supposed to be inside. I am a sack of blood, not
That's
not
why you're drinking
shower.
It again, to get it back inside.
Right.
Get it back in the body. Yeah, so no food, no drinking water in your home.
So anytime you try to open your mouth in the shower, the water just shuts off?
It just doesn't get in your mouth. It's like there's a force
Damn.
Field there.
That's tough because you can't cook. You can't wake up and have a snack.
You've got access to food anywhere else in the world, though, just not within your own home.
Yeah, but...
So if you want to keep, like, a case of water in your car and, like, you're thirsty, you walk out to your car and, like, chug some water.
Oh, we can do that?
Back inside. Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't seem that bad, then.
What about a pet? Can I have dog food?
No.
So
or
I can't
or
have
maybe
a
it's like the same thing where it just there's a force field, you just can't eat it.
Yeah, you just can't eat it, let's say. If you want to have a pet, you can have a pet, but you just can't eat their food or drink their water. They can have water if you go out of the sink
Damn,
and let them
I
drink
can't
it.
Eat dog food.
Well,
you were the one asking. That's where you were going.
No, that is not where I was going.
Absolutely.
I was just checking whether I could have a pet.
So that you could eat their food.
No.
Yeah, because you're going to steal the food right out of that puppy's hand, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You're so cruel.
Yeah. Only if it was a puppy.
Yeah, only if it was a puppy and it'll cry and it'll look at you. It'll be like, why did you do that?
This is tough.
Animals do that.
Yeah, they do. And you're like, shut up, dog. Get back in the blood shower.
Oh my gosh. I just tell you this story about Gigi yesterday.
Blood shower.
So I come out into the living room and Joshua has the shades open, and it's the shades that look to the neighbors across the street. And I hate it when the front shades are open. And I'm like, why are these shades open? He's like, because it's sunny and Gigi likes it. And Gigi's like sitting by the windowsill. So I'm like, well, this is crap. So I like shut the shades. Gigi looks at me like, what did you just do?
You fucking turned off the sun.
Like I was the meanest person ever because
you kind of were.
I'm like, he's not even going to notice. I'm just going to shut these shades. And he just like looks at me and he has this sad look on his face.
I just don't understand cat people.
Well, I guilted her into opening them back up.
Josh was looking at me and I'm just like, oh shit, I didn't think that was going to happen. So I ended up opening the shades again.
But you didn't want to. You were really resistant.
I was like,
he's
fine. He's fine. And then he was looking at me like I'd just taken his candy away.
Because you kind
of
did.
That story about your love of toxoplasmosis was really.
I know. My brain is being affected. But anyway, sorry.
So I like this idea of just storing stuff in my car. Like, I just have a case of water, like 5 cases of Pepsi. The biggest jug of Slim Jims I can have in there.
So you can snap into them at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, I don't own a car, so that's not an option, but I'm thinking I would rather do something, yeah, something then, like that. Like,
you just put them in the dumpster. You store 3 months of food in your dumpster versus 3 months of trash in your house.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, I just don't think it would be, I think the constant, like, I would have to completely change my life and how I live it, but...
Think about how much of a steward of the environment you'd be, though. Like, being able to reduce your waste to the point that you're like, yeah, I don't have to take... Every 3 months, I can take the trash out, and it's totally cool.
But I don't think I'm gonna, like, make my my trash footprint that much smaller. I think I'm just gonna live in filth.
Does anything happen when you make trash out in the world?
No, it's just like normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can throw it in a garbage can. Like if you're at work, you know, and you eat lunch and there's a wrapper for your sandwich, you can pop it in the trash.
Okay, so then if I order a pizza, as long as I eat that last bite outside of the house, I can just throw it away in the dumpster outside?
If you order a pizza that's delivered in the home, that is where it shall stay.
Oh, that is where it shall stay. I think that's part of the
Lord of the Rings
you sign with Domino's. I think that's true. So in college, I lived with two guys in an apartment, and
I'm sure that place was super clean.
Yeah, it was super clean. But one of the things we had this great idea. We were like, guys, this is a great idea. We're going to go, and instead, like, we generate a lot of garbage, but nobody likes to take out the garbage. So we went to Target and bought a full-size garbage can, like, that you put outside.
Yeah.
But we put it in the living room.
Oh, gosh. You're the worst.
And it had a lid, and so we would just throw everything in that. And so we took the trash out, like, three guys. We probably took the trash out, like, once a month.
Did that thing weigh, like, 1,000 pounds?
Yeah. Oh, it was
sure, it smelled
horrendous.
So
and we never
bad.
Had bags for it, so we always, yeah. Was, like, we had to, like, hose it out.
That's gross.
It was really, really bad. It was ingenious.
No, see, I was hoping you were going to go ingenious, like you built a catapult or a slide or something.
No, we just got a bigger box.
No, they set it on fire in the middle of their living room, like, right. Once a month.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is we still didn't like taking the garbage out, so it would just pile.
So you brought a second trash can
and around this gigantic And it was like the full size, like really big, like square.
Like the toter.
Huge.
The toter.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah.
That's what ours
was. It was terrible. It smelled terrible. I don't know how I ever got laid in college. Like, that's.
Wait, did you?
It should not have happened. I did.
On a trash heap?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That poor girl.
I know.
She was apparently a garbage person, too.
Literally.
So, Josh, so, Chris, with that being said, which way are you swinging?
Oh, I'm saying I don't want to live like that again. Like, okay. I'm done.
I was like, you seem to be reminiscing in, like, this really positive way.
No, so. I'm just reminiscing, like, oh, God, I was such a shit face.
Joshua, what are you thinking?
I think I'm with Chris. The food seems like the easy way to go because I do own a car and I have a place I could store all this stuff.
I just have easy access to food and I don't want to live. Like, I like being clean.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm underestimating the difficulty of this, but I don't really think it would be that bad.
I think you're dramatically underestimating the difficulty.
You were just saying this just to be...
No. I'm not saying it to be contrary.
I don't believe you.
Because I'm just... Well, I'm just don't trying believe to think, you. Like, of all the shit that we throw away, like, how much could we prevent throwing away or how much less waste could we make? You know what I mean? Versus, I'm sorry, dude, if it's like 3 a.m. and I wake up and I want a drink of water, I don't want to have to trudge out into the rain. That sucks.
Just leave it on your front porch.
Well, you can. It's got to be, like, outside of the home. You know what I mean?
That is outside.
Where is your porch?
Our porch is connected to our house.
But it's on the outside.
Yeah, but it's connected, so I would still consider it part of the home.
Okay.
With these rules. Fine. And we don't have a garage. If we had, like, a heated garage, it'd be kind of a different animal.
Except that's connected to the home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So,
like, how does that...
Yeah. That wouldn't work. Plus, I mean, just not being able to have any food in the house, not being able to cook a meal, not being able to just, like, make myself some breakfast. That seems incredibly inconvenient.
No, I think you take the food. Food's the easy way out.
Yeah, you know what's really convenient? Is. Going and getting breakfast from somewhere.
IHOP?
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day, IHOP? Just sit in there for, like, 9 hours at a time.
Because why not?
Be like, know, yeah, just... no, I can sit here. I ordered a cup of coffee 4 hours ago.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is I would much rather, most of the time I want to eat a meal in my home, and I'm not going to be able to do this.
Yeah, because then you have the...
But I don't know. I just find a bar that I like the food and start going there.
Yeah. No, I would have to do the garbage thing, but we'd have to get rid of the cats because of the litter.
Because of the poop.
Yeah, because that can't really be composted.
It kind of can.
Can it?
Yeah, like our litter is
like
just
highly toxic pile.
Our litter is just pine pellets, so yeah, it can be composted.
Oh, okay.
I mean, everything on a long enough timeline can be composted.
I suppose that's true. Everything has a carbon date. Yeah, I'm going garbage on this. I feel like with
carbon
some...
date, I think you meant half-life.
Or half-life, that's what I meant. Carbon dating is connected to half-life. So that's what I was thinking. I'm going for trash on this. I feel like it can be reasonably done. If it's just me making the trash, then I think it can be reasonably done.
That is crazy. I want to see this. I want to see you do this.
So, Chris,
I don't need to do this.
So, Joshua,
this week on This or That, Danielle's wrong again.
Again.
There will be
us next week when she's wrong again.
Again.
That is not nice. I don't like the tone you used there, Mr. Man.
Sorry.
Yeah, you think you say it with a Canadian accent, it seems Sorry. Like you're nicer. Well, you're wrong. All right, so that's going to wrap it up. Once again, I am outvoted, but that's okay.
Shocker.
I can survive knowing that I'm in the right. So what do you think? What would you choose? Get in touch with us via Twitter at TRT Podcast. Shoot us an email, trtpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on the Facey Space. Send us your topic ideas. We love doing your user-generated topics. See what you have to say. You might think of something that we don't, which has already happened a couple of times. So in the meantime, thanks again for joining us for another exciting episode of This or That.